Scripture reading this morning is Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 through 13. As he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home in terrible distress." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion answered him, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And I say to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard him, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I say unto you, not even Israel hath I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and sit at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness. These men will weep and gnash their teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, be it done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. This ends the scripture reading.
Today we're continuing our series on fear and anxiety and our victory over fear and anxiety. And one of the things that many people fear for are other people. When I ask people for prayer requests, 9 times out of 10, people will ask for something for someone else. And maybe you've observed that in here. But very, very rarely does somebody say "I" or "me." And today was rather exceptional, actually, and that did happen. But most of the time, when we ask somebody for prayers, they will pray for someone else, thus sort of implicitly saying, "I'm worried, I'm afraid for, I have a concern, there's a weight on my soul for somebody else. I'm worried about someone else. I'm concerned." Probably the most prominent time this has been true in my life started on August 2nd, 1990. Does anybody know what happened on August 2nd, 1990? I bet I knew you would. August 2nd, 1990 was the date that a Middle Eastern country named Iraq decided to invade its neighbor, Kuwait. And a lot of the people that I talked to, Kelly up front here being a notable exception, will think about the months that followed that in a, a rather glorified kind of way, because this was the first war that our nation went to that was fully televised. CNN was on the spot, and they were there in Baghdad watching our bombs fall, and they were embedded in units, and they could hear the alarms when the Patriot missile batteries would fire off and shoot Scud missiles out of the sky. And it was one of the first times that people watched. And it was a dramatic win. 100 hours. That's what it took us to take that country back after a buildup of forces in Saudi Arabia. Now, I tell this story because on August 2nd, 1990, when that invasion happened, the wheels were set in motion for my father to be called up to active duty and to be deployed to Saudi Arabia. And so every time I turned on CNN, Patriot missile battery shoot a Scud missile out of the sky, I had to wonder whether or not that Scud missile had been aimed at my dad. And every time the phone would ring in the middle of the night, I wondered whether it was him calling or someone calling to give us bad news. Every time I sat in class that year, I would look at the door of the classroom and wonder if somebody would come and pull me out to give me that bad news. I know what it's like to die a little inside for someone else. And I'll bet you have been equally as concerned for someone in your life at some point in your life, that you know exactly what it is to have fear or anxiety, that you know what it's like to fear for others. And so that's what we are going to be focusing on today. Now, Joel, I think this is last week's message.
Hold on.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, we know what it's like to have fear for someone else. And I don't want to make light of having victory here. I don't want to make light of...
Yeah, that's the one you sent me.
Oh, okay, my fault. Just throw up the the title thing. I appreciate that. We know what it's like. And I was told a while ago that this is especially true for moms when they look at their children. And that having a child is a little bit like having a piece of your heart running around outside of yourself. And as they age, you have less and less control over that piece of your heart. And they will give you legitimate cause for fear and anxiety as they attempt to do things that would endanger that piece of your heart. As they attempt to do things that would be hazardous in some way. And so we recognize that worry often accompanies us when we cannot control those we love, and especially when we cannot control what happens to those we love. We can't even control what happens to us, right? I mean, so much is outside of our control. But I will say this about a child, my child specifically, is that I wouldn't want my child to go through life without suffering in some way. I wouldn't want that because I know that the only reason, or the major reason, that I care for other people is that I've experienced pain. And if someone doesn't experience pain, it's harder to empathize. And so, while I don't want my child to get hurt, I don't want my child to go without suffering either. And today we read about a centurion. Though you might be aware that a centurion is someone in the Roman army who was in charge of 100 men at arms. And so he had a fair amount of power. He had a fair amount of authority. And if there was someone who had control, it would be a centurion. And yet, he brought his need to Jesus. He brought his need to Jesus. He decided in some way to surrender his pride. A Roman soldier stationed at this backwater of Palestine decided that he was going to go to this itinerant preacher, this guy who just wandered around and used to be a carpenter, but who was rumored to be able to heal. He heard that somewhere. And so he came. He came and he asked for help, because the affliction of his loved one was outside of his locus of control. It was outside of his power, regardless of how powerful he might have been in that world. There were things that he did not have power over. And so he brought his need to Jesus. And that involves surrendering some pride. Now, surrender to a Roman military officer is an unthinkable thing to do. And yet he did this. He did surrender his pride. And he went to Jesus and he asked for help. You and I have loved ones. You and I have legitimately some fear and anxiety, but I also think hope for our loved ones. And what that might be. And my question to you today is, can we join the centurion in surrendering? Can we join the centurion in saying that as much power as you and I might have, however great or however little that power might be, can you and I join the centurion in surrendering our concerns for our loved ones to Jesus? Can we do that? Can we surrender our loved ones, but can we also surrender the fear? Can we be the people that Jesus would say of, I've never seen faith like this. I've never seen faith like this in Palestine. I've never seen faith like this in Ionia. What would that look like? That Jesus would say, I've never seen faith like this. We have so many people that we love. We have so many people that touch our hearts. And so today, my challenge to you today is, however deeply we hold that fear, can we, like a hidden fob on a key, or key in a fob, can we just take that out and offer that to Christ? Can we take that out and offer it, those fears that we have for others? Can you do that today? And can we find peace when we do? Because that's what God is waiting to grant us. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, you already know. You already know those loved ones that we lose sleep over. You already know those people that we hold dear in our hearts. You already know the concerns that sometimes paralyze us. You know the people that we want to lift before you. And God, you know how tightly we're holding on. You know how much that concern holds sway over our lives. And so God, today I pray that you would help us to surrender. I pray today that you would help us to let go. Today, oh God, would you be the impetus within us that just allows us to look at that other person and smile and know that you love them just as much as you love us, that you care for them even more than we care for them. And so, God, would you give us the peace of knowing that they too are your child and that you care for them deeply and that whatever challenge it is that they're facing, whatever it is that they need to scale, whatever monumental task you have put in front of them, whatever disease has infected them, whatever injury they face, whatever broken relationship they are in, whatever it is that causes us to fear for that person, God, help us to surrender that situation to you. Help us to surrender them to you and give us a sense of peace inside that would move us to be able to be your graceful presence in their life and in our world. And all God's people said, Amen.